black man ain't got changing clothes. Fool got drunk, closed our door. Poor black man ain't got changing clothes. Need no heat of fireplace by my bed. Woman, I got cherry red. Need no heater, fireplace by my bed. Woman, I got keep me cherry red. Going to Memphis, see that worldly fair. Reading, I'm going. Baby, there, going to Memphis, see that world is there. Me and I'm going, know my baby there. Moonlight shining through them trees. Look at that woman above her knee. See that moonlight shining through them trees. See that woman dressed above her knee.
So that was R.L. Burnside with Poor Black Maddie. R.L. Burnside, great representative of the North Mississippi Hill Country blues tradition. You were saying you don't like blues, but you like R.L. Burnside. Why is that?
It's hard for me to know, but I think it has something to do with the standard 12-bar blues progression, and there's something just about the rhythmic quality of what R.L. Burnside is doing that really speaks to, as a banjo player, speaks to me.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it seems like he's just staying on one chord the whole time and maybe singing something kind of like the blues progression, like with the vocal, but it's just pure vamp. It's amazing. So what's up next?
I was thinking we could go to another very important American instrument, in this case, mostly from the United States, the banjo, which has a very interesting history, which I don't think we can get into today. But I think it plays an important part in the development of much North American music. And I wanted to actually start by playing a more modern track.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
It's recorded in around 2010. It's a track by Adam Hurt called Josio. I think it's interesting because it incorporates a lot of the rhythmic banjo techniques that developed in the U.S.
Awesome. Let's see how it gets into conversation with people like R.L. Burnside.
Thank you. Pretty Polly, yonder she stand. Polly, pretty Polly, yonder she stand. Go ringed on her finger, them lily white hand. Polly, oh Polly, come go along with me. Polly, oh Polly, come go along with me. Before we're married, some pleasure to thee. He led her through the valleys and hollows so deep. Led her through the valleys and hollows so deep. Flash, pretty Polly, begin for to weep. Willie, oh Willie, I'm afraid of your weight. Willie, oh Willie, I'm afraid of your weight. I'm afraid you'll lead my poor body astray. Polly, oh Polly, you're guessing about right. Polly, oh Polly, you're guessing about right. To dig on your grave the most all this night. Walk on a few steps further, why did she espy? Walk on a few steps further, why did she espy? I knew the grave with a speed lying by. Willie, oh Willie, won't you please spare my life? Willie, oh Willie, won't you please spare my life? And let me go begging if I can't be your wife. Polly, oh Polly, that never can be. Polly, oh Polly, that never can be. Your reputation brings trouble to me. Pressed a dagger through her heart and her heart's bloody flow. Pressed a dagger through her heart and her heart's bloody flow. And then to the grave, pretty Polly did go. Threw the dirt up over her and started for home. Threw the dirt up over her and started for home. The one left behind him with the wild birds to mourn. Debt to the devil for Willie have to pay. The debt to the devil for Willie have to pay. For killing pretty Polly and running away.
So we thought we'd continue with the banjo set. So after the modern track, we played Bill Cornett off of this record called Mountain Music of Kentucky, playing Pretty Polly. You know that piece, Pretty Polly?
It's a classic.
It's a classic, yeah. Similar to the Doc Boggs version, but I like how aggressively and, you know, frisky. That's some frisky playing.
Certainly is, and you'll also notice the source recording quality on a lot of these tracks because they were recorded with the newest technology in the U.S. at the time.
Yeah, portable recording gear that they would lug up into the mountains. And then we kept going with another modern
It was a jig by the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Yeah, and we were trying to figure out which one of the drops was playing banjo, because I think all three of them play banjo. Probably the most famous now is Rhiannon
Giddens.
Giddens, because she's playing with, you know, Beyonce. But it might have been Hubby, might have been Dom. They all play banjo. And now where are we headed, Nico?
I think I'd like to go stay in the mountains. And there's a track played on the mountain dulcimer that I would like to play.
Oh, great.
And it is called Now Is the Cool of the Day by a dulcimer player named Pamela Hunt.
My Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you keep the grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Mrs. Snow White down to tell this world I died for love. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lordy me. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lordy me.
We are live. In the studio, live in the studio in sweltering Berlin, Germany. That was that was Gene Ritchie, wasn't it?
It was Gene Ritchie.
But guess who the banjo player was?
I don't need to guess. I saw it. It's Doc Watson.
Doc Watson on the banjo. And that one is called Make My Grave.
Go Dig My Grave.
Go Dig My Grave. I know English versions of that one usually, but it's a definitely two big representatives of the Appalachian tradition that we've been exploring. And now we're going to play a couple
more contemporary things that have been strongly inspired by the melodies and the chord structures that you find in some of this Appalachian music and other American traditional music.
Yeah, this first track we're going to play is called Maple Sugar Boy by Buffy St. Marie off of her 1964 album, It's My Way. And then after that,
we'll be doing probably the shortest Joanna Newsom song in existence.
Hopefully.
That we can stay.
All right, a prime example of North American harp playing.
And for our next song, we wanted to look into the idea that since colonization, North America has become an immigrant culture. So types of music that were formerly European have moved to North America, and from there continue to evolve. Jordo, I think you had a song you wanted to play.
So I think there's an interesting example of Yiddish song, and you can definitely hear some influence of kind of, Southern harmony and stuff. But this is a group from Boston called Leviosen, Leviathan in English. And this is a traditional woman's song called In Draußen ist Finster, Outside It's Dark.
In Draußen ist Finster, in Draußen ist Finster, es ist spät bei Nacht. Mein Herd kein Schum, kein Schorch, kein Vögel fliehen auf der Mein Herd kein Schum, kein Schorch, kein Vögel fliehen auf der Gasse. Ah, wo bist du gewesen? Ich will mit dir zwei Wörter reden. Wo bist du gewesen? Ich will mit dir zusammen. Thank you.
Beautiful. Jordan, what instrument was that we were just listening to?
Yeah, so that's known as the cymbal, the cembalum, hammered dulcimer. And that last track was played by Pete Ruszewski in New York, and it's called the cymbal doina. So the doina is a Romanian form, you know, this kind of high and floaty form, but there's something that reminds me a lot of, you know, the dulcimer traditions in the U.S., and of course those kind of came from Central Europe, basically.
Interesting. I also have a dulcimer player from New York that I'd like to play. Her name is Dorothy Carter and was recording in the 60s and 70s.
Great.
And I'd like to thank everybody for following in our small window of understanding about North American music.
Yeah, thanks so much, everyone. And yeah.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Be sure.
See.
Is this thing on? Can you hear me now?
Op onze playlist. Vanaf binnenkort kun je dat ongetwijfeld in een of andere zogenaamde krantenwinkel doen. Goedenavond en welkom bij Signaal Ruis. Beginnen doen we vandaag met een nieuwe single van het Rotterdamse Loosburg. Die komt uit op het coole Speedy Wonderground label. Producer Dan Carey en compaan mede-labelbaas Pierre Hall noemen Loosburg de moderne versie van The Velvet Underground. Grote woorden, maar de Rotterdammers maakten voor het label wel een dwarse single. Six Hills van Loosburg.
Looking for adventure.
shake the hand of peace. I took a good look around, and then I watched your shaking knees.
Did you fight him then? Pick it twice. Never thought I was so unkind.
Six Hills van Loosburg. Op donderdag 23 maart spelen ze trouwens in het Trix Café in Antwerpen voor het luttele bedrag van €5. En als je nog vriendjes meebrengt, dan worden de prijzen zelfs nog goedkoper. Geen excuses. En we blijven nog even in Nederland. We waren afgelopen jaar al fan van de soloplaten van Alicia Breton-Ferrer. Tijdens de zoveelste lockdown knutselden ze samen met Doortje Hiddema van onder andere Rats on Rafts ook aan nieuwe nummers. Oorspronkelijk wilden ze één nummer samen maken en ondertussen is dat een plaat geworden. Sacrificial Chanting Mood zal die noemen. Die gaan ze trouwens spelen tijdens Roadburn. En dit is de eerste single daarvan, Reading Glasses van Euroboy samen met Alicia Breton-Ferrer.
Fire with fire. afspraak is large and hideous. My afspraak has no roof, no windows. My afspraak
moves
by track of motorway. My afspraak looks like a chunk of nothing. My afspraak tears through your stream of thought. My afspraak hums while I am sleeping.
My
afspraak
dreams
of life in a business park, where my afspraak skips through ample parking.